RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news. The Environment and Forestry Ministry has extended an administrative sanction it imposed on the developers of three man-made islets in the controversial Jakarta Bay Reclamation Project. Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said on Friday that the administrative sanction on PT Kapuk Niaga Indah and PT Muara Wisesa Samudra as the developers of islets C, D, and G had been extended for another 120 days in December, as both companies had failed to obtain the required permits for the reclamation project. City told reporters on Friday that the ministry expects the developers to take care of everything in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The sanction first imposed for 120 days in May and extended for another 60 days in October prohibits the companies from carrying out any reclamation activities before they revise their environmental impact analysis and strategic environment assessment. Acting Jakarta Governor Sumarsono said after a meeting with the minister that he agreed the reclamation project must be able to support residents' livelihood and not cause damage to the environment. The Law and Human Rights Ministry announced Friday it had arrested 32 foreigners, allegedly sex workers, violating immigration procedures in numerous entertainment centers in Jakarta. Carried out on Thursday by investigators of the ministry's immigration office, the arrests were the second operation in the past 3 weeks. 137 alleged foreign sex workers have been arrested in total. Immigration Office Foreign National Monitoring and Law Enforcement Director Yurot Saleh said that 32 suspected female sex workers, mostly from Vietnam, were arrested during a string of raids on Thursday in three entertainment centers in West Jakarta, North Jakarta, and Bogor in West Java. During the raids, investigators confiscated 27 passports of Vietnamese, Kazakh, Chinese, Uzbek, Morocco, and Russian nationals. They have allegedly violated a number of provisions in the 2011 immigration law, such as being unable to show a passport when asked by investigators and overstaying a visa. A maritime observer, Soleiman Beponto, supports the implementation of the sea toll. He explained, "Though a bit late, the community has been waiting a long time to streamline the time and funds in distributing goods." Soleiman Ponto told Radio Republik of Indonesia in Jakarta on Saturday that to support the sea toll, it takes a synergy between government, workers, and supporting facility, or else the sea toll will not run perfectly. As reported by National Radio News, the sea toll is built with a purpose to turning the wheels of the economy efficiently and smoothly. In the future, there will be large ships come and going into the Sea of Indonesia, so the cost of logistics become cheaper. President Joko Widodo has said the government plans to integrate an energy subsidy into a social safety net program through the Prosperous Family Card or KKS for the sake of distribution efficiency. President Joko Widodo said his minister has discussed the integration plan during a cabinet meeting on Friday. He said at the state place before the meeting that the government will allocate 32.3 trillion rupiah or 2.42 billion US dollar for a fuel and gas subsidy and 45 trillion rupiah for an electricity subsidy in 2017, but he wants to emphasize that the energy subsidy must reach a target. However, Coordinating Human Development and Culture Minister Puan Maharani said the integration would be implemented in 2018 because the Social Affairs Ministry, Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, State-owned Electricity Company and Oil and Gas Company Pertamina had to discuss the plan further. She said that whether the subsidy will be in goods or non-cash through e-money should be discussed further so it will not break related rules. She added that for regulation related to the issue, the laws on oil and gas, electricity, poverty eradication, and social affairs must be considered. She expressed the hope that no law revision would be needed for the implementation of the integration. Against the backdrop of fake news being rampantly disseminated, Communication and Information Minister Rudiantara has urged the public to engage more in the government's anti-hoax movement, particularly ahead of election, when false information could be intentionally spread for political purposes. Minister Rudiantara said that it's a bit difficult to curb the dissemination of false news when political events such as election are nearing. The cyber world is flooded with hoaxes. The public, Rudiantara said, could participate in tackling hoaxes by reporting any news allegedly containing inaccurate or misleading information to www.turnbackhoax.id. A site designed for gathering reports for alleged hoaxes or falsified news. He added that the problem does not just end by blocking the sources. The public should also be actively involved in the hoax eradication plan. In its going attempt to eradicate hoaxes, the government has blocked dozens of news portal websites deemed to contain harmful information. However, some democracy activists question the move, saying that shutting down the site without due process might endanger freedom of expression. Well, listener, that was Newsline of RRIW Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to the regular news from across the country. We present you to various interesting information from all over the archipelago during a week. The first information comes from Purwakarta, West Java. The regional government of Purwakarta, West Java officially launched Institute Pancasila to keep Pancasila values to not only familiar as a doctrine, but also becomes life behavior of the state and people. Five figures with different backgrounds witnessed the launching of Institute Pancasila in Balijanaka, the Purwakarta government residence complex, on Wednesday. The five figures, namely academician from Paramadina University Dr. Judy Latif, clergy Romo Beni Susetio, Colonel Burlian Shafei from the Army Command and Staff College Sesquad. Other figures who attended the event, namely academician of Bandung Islamic University Professor Asep Muhtadi and humanist Sujiwo Tejo. Professor Judy Latif said, Pancasila is not only being a restitution, but also being behavior on the entire of the nation's life, both the high functions and community. He further added, in the value of Pancasila, there have been accommodated of all interests of Indonesian people. The people are demanded to respect the difference and human affection. Professor Asep Muhtadi, who was assigned as director of Institute Pancasila, said that in the future, the Institute Pancasila, which was founded by Purwakarta region Dedi Mulyadi, will focus to all employees in the Purwakarta Regency government and until the level of small resident government or RT/RW. They have the task to spread the Pancasila values as the cultural guidance to surrounding people. Purwakarta region said that it is time for Pancasila to be back realized through an approachment of culture and local wisdom.
From Bengkulu, we take an information about Flora Rafflesia gadutensis blooming simultaneously in Bukit Daun Conservation Forest Area, North Bengkulu Regency, Bengkulu Province. Coordinator of Rare Flower Care Community of North Bengkulu, Ricky Septian, in Bengkulu on Wednesday said, the visitors can enjoy the uniqueness of rare flower which blooming in the forest area of Palaksiring Kamumu Waterfall Tourism Object until the next 4 days. The flower blooming process was occurred alternately, beginning from Saturday, January 8. However, the four flowers can be enjoyed perfectly blooming simultaneously. The location of flowers blooming, Ricky said, can be easily reached. The visitors will only take the 20 meters object from the parking area by foot. Since the first flower blooming on Saturday, the visitors have came to the location to see the uniqueness of the Rafflesia gadutensis. The flower is one of four species of Rafflesia which are identified in Bengkulu Forest. Three other species of Rafflesia, namely Rafflesia arnoldi, Rafflesia bengkuluensis, and Rafflesia hasaldi. The last information from Bandung, West Java. West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan or Aher on Tuesday launched the Ngipuk Cabe Movement or Planting Chili Through Seeding System in the Chili Center of Wargi Panggupai Farmer Group, Gadok Village, Lembang Sub-District, West Bandung Regency. The chili price which currently soar need to be taken the solution or an alternative solution. The provincial government of West Java, according to him, conducted various efforts to get the chili production in the region continue to increase. Governor Ahmad Heriawan said the regional government continued to encourage the farmers to widening the planting area, including the strength of chili trees to resistance from moist weather. Besides extending the production area, the provincial government of West Java also avoiding Hama Patek or Patek Fest naturally. The central government will give assistance of 1 million polybag chili seed, while the provincial government will give assistance of seed to the people directly. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from January 15, 1919, Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht, two socialist figures in Germany killed. The murder of revolutionary leaders Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht on 15th January 1919 at the hands of the proto-Nazi Freikorps marked the end of the Spartacist week, the field workers' uprising in Berlin. Incredibly, the murder was ordered by a socialist or SPD government. Whilst Indonesian battles on the left came to dominate the 20th century, this betrayal was so shocking not just because it was the first, but because it came from the party widely regarded as the spiritual home of the international socialist movement. We now have a look on January 15, 1974. Mallory incident, student demonstration action in welcoming the visit of Japanese Prime Minister Kokuei Tanaka in Jakarta. Mallory or the January 15th incident was a student demonstrations and social unrest that occurred on January 15, 1974 in Jakarta. The incident occurred when the Japanese Prime Minister Tanaka Kokuei is visiting Jakarta. The students plan to welcome him to demonstrate at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base. Because it was guarded tightly, group of students did not successfully break into the air base. Finally, they performed demonstrations throughout the day, resulted riots, arson, and chaos in Jakarta. Due to these incidents, President Suharto dismissed General Sumitro as Commander of Security and Order. Head of Bakin, Sutopo Juwono, replaced by Yoga Sugomo. In Malawi, General Ali Murtopo accused the former PSII and ex-Masyumi, or extreme right, were the mastermind behind the incident. But after the Malawi figure like Syahrir and Hariman Siregar tried, could not be proved that there is the slightest facts and no one former figure Masyumi involved in the incident. Later, it was revealed the cause of action after the statement of General Sumitro in his biography that the Malawi event or incident was the General Murtopo maneuver itself with CSIS institution he founded, who masterminded the Malawi incident. The core of the demonstration of students at that time was anti-foreign capital. And we conclude today in history on January 15, 1979. Iranian military joined with people in Iranian political upheaval. The beginning of Jewish history in Iran date back to the late biblical times. The biblical books of Isaiah, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah contain references to the life and experiences of Jews in Persia. Jews mourning over the ruins of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is rebuilt by Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes from our day in the light of the prophecy 1921. Jews who migrated to ancient Persia mostly lived in their own communities. The Persian Jewish communities include the ancient and until the mid-20th century still extant communities not only of Iran, but also the Armenian, Georgian, Iraqi, Bukharan, and Mountain Jewish communities. Some of the communities were isolated from other Jewish communities to the extent that their classification as Persian Jews is a matter of linguistic or geographical convenience rather than actual historical relation with one another. During the peak of the Persian Empire, Jews are thought to have comprised as much as 20% of the population. That was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Edari World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with highlights of the week. This edition will be on the government is called to prioritize elderly Hajj pilgrims in additional quota. The House of Representatives asked the government to prioritize elderly prospective Hajj pilgrims in additional quota. Those aged 60 up will be the highest priority. Health factor is also a consideration. Ali Tahir Parasong, Chairman of Commission 8 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Thursday, January the 12th, explained that the Commission as a partner of the government, in this case the Ministry of Religious Affairs, will strive for additional quota for elderly pilgrims because the waiting list for many elderly pilgrims is still very long. Earlier, President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, January the 11th, said that Indonesian Hajj quota in 2017 would return to normal. Hajj quota this year rose to 52,000 from 168,800 people in 2016 and became 221,000 people. In addition to the return of the quotas by 211,000, the Saudi Arabian government approved the additional demand for Indonesian quota of 10,000 people. Ali Tahir Parasong was grateful for the additional quota for Indonesia's Hajj. He said that in 2016, approximately 51% of the pilgrims were at high risk of health. At the time of their turn to depart for the Hajj pilgrimage, advanced age makes their health decline. Ali Tahir pointed out that last year there were pilgrims of 90 years old. Therefore, the additional quota of approximately 52,200 people this year should consider improvement in terms of health. Meanwhile, head of the Center for Information and Public Relations Ministry of Religious Affairs, Mastuki HS, explained an additional quota of pilgrims by 10,000 people will be divided proportionally to all provinces in Indonesia. However, for the elderly, the quota has not been decided. To be sure, he said, the elderly will be prioritized. This will be included in the regional system. People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Zulkifli Hassan welcomed the Kingdom of Saudi Arabian government move to restore and increase the quota of Indonesian pilgrims because, according to Zulkifli Hassan, the ideal quota for Indonesia as the provisions of the Islamic Cooperation Organization OIC is 1% of the population. Based on the results of population projections by the Statistics Center or PPS, Indonesia's population in 2016 was 258 million people. Thus, the ideal quota for Indonesia is about 258,000 people. However, Zulkifli Hassan said Indonesia remains grateful for the additional quota. And that was the highlights of the week. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here's news in brief. Ministry extends developers like Kramlation administrative sanction. Government arrests 32 alleged sex workers in Jakarta, mostly from Vietnam. Tulsi needs the synergy between the government and the society. Energy subsidy to be integrated with social security cards. Minister wants greater involvement in anti-hoax movement ahead of election. Well, listener, that was news in brief of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesia's tourism, including tourist destination, places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will introduce es ciming, a special delicacy of Purwakarta, West Java province. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Purwakarta Regency is located between Bandung and Jakarta. In addition to the famous Sate Marangi, it is also well known for mixed ice named Es Ciming. Initially formulated by a Chinaman named Ko Ciming, the mixed ice is still selling today. In the old days, Es Ciming was called Es Shanghai, but later it turned into Es Ciming according to the name of the maker. Es Ciming is indeed truly become a unique culinary of Purwakarta because it is not found in any other area outside the city. Steaming rice is made with a recipe handed down for generations. Those who have tried steaming said that the taste of steaming is different from the taste of mixed ice in general. When compared with the usual mixed ice steaming is a little more fluid. It is served in a bowl with a diameter of approximately 12 centimeters. Inside, it is filled with a mixture of black grass jelly, coconut shavings, and green beans. It is poured with a few drops of red syrup. The shaved ice is pretty like a mountain. Then on the top is sweetened condensed milk to taste. For those of you who like cendol, maybe coupled with a mixture of ice steaming with cendol made by Ko Chi Minh himself, from super quality of sugar, water, and food coloring. And if you want it to be more perfect, you could add more fermented glutinous rice. Stalls selling steaming are located on Sudirman Street. Usually, a shop that sells steaming not just sells steaming alone, but on the table, there are snacks put on some plates like shrimp or fish crackers shaped like fish, round onion crackers, and fried peanuts, and tapeh or fermented black rice, which is also delicious when blended or mixed with ice steaming. But most popular is batagor. Batagor steaming tastes different from batagor of restaurant version. Ice steaming not only suitable as a drink when scorching heat, but also as takjil at the time of iftar. Although it tastes good, the price is affordable. One glass of ice steaming is only 11,000 rupiah, which is less than half US dollar. If you want to take it home, the seller has provided ice steaming in packaging in the refrigerator. This is to avoid it become liquid when brought home. Although it has been in the packaging, but the matter of taste guaranteed not to change. Ice steaming stalls usually opens until 9 o'clock in the evening. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, introducing steaming from Purwakarta.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Air Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today's topic is the government will name 4,000 islands immediately. As a maritime country, the Indonesian government continues to curb islands in the whole area and standardize the number in detail. Throughout 2016, the islands that have been controlled and verified reached 14,572 islands. Director General of Sea Space Management, or PRL, of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Bramantia Satyamurti Purwadi, said that the number of islands successfully standardized, the majority of which came from the number that have been defined by the United Nations, 13,466 islands. In addition, there is an additional verification of the number of islands in 2015, as many as 537 islands and 749 in 2016. According to Bramantia, with a total number of 14,722 islands, the Indonesian government will deposit it to the United Nations at the hearing at United Nations Group of Experts on Geographical Names, or UNGEGN, which took place in New York, United States, August 2017. Therefore, when the United Nations General Assembly later Indonesia get the latest total data, United Nations Group of Experts on Geographical Names is the annual session held on Group of Experts from the United Nations Economic and Social Council, which discusses the standardization of geographical names both nationally and internationally. Every 5 years, UNGEGN hold a UNGEGN conference on the standardization of geographical names in the world. At the annual season of 2012, Indonesia has reported a total of 13,466 islands to the United Nations and directly said at the hearing. Bramantia said registration islands to the United Nations aim at maintaining and stick the sovereignty of the country. In this way, it is believed sovereignty can be maintained. It is intended that no other state will give recognition to the islands. Indonesia has about 4,000 unnamed islands that actually have the potential to be developed as a tourist spot. Therefore, the government will speed up the naming of the islands. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries is asked to give the names of the islands immediately. Minister of Home Affairs Jayo Kumulo said that until now, the number of islands that have been given a new name only reached 40%. According to him, the ministry had sent a letter to the head of the region, ranging from the region's mayors to the governments, to immediately provide the name of these islands since last year. The government wants to accelerate through the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries so that all islands have names. At a minimum, there is a lighthouse in the island so that boundary is cleared. Chayo Kumulo also hoped that islands will be named by Indonesian language and not foreign names. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Agus Sutigno in Yogyakarta. He listened to English program through frequency of 9525 kHz on December 23, 2016 at 11:54 to 12:10 UTC, and the simple was 34333. In his email, Pa Agus Sutigno said that our broadcast was fading and noise increasing occasionally. Hello Pa Agus Sutigno, thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed. Thank you. For the problem, we will deliver it to the technical division. And as your request, we will send to your recent address as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Pa Agus Sutigno, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter or email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song! Listener, now we will replay a letter from Adam Gerzenia in Poland. We received his email on December 23, 2016. In his email, Mr. Adam Gerzenia said that he is a shortwave dancer. He also tunes in Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Adam Gerzenia. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. All crews of VOI also wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2017. As our appreciation, we will send your request, but please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Adam Gerzenia, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Sentuh aku bukan jatuh cinta, namun aku jatuh hati. Ku terpikat pada tutumu, aku tersihir ciummu, terkagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat. Kau tahu bahwa ku terinspirasi hatimu. Ku tak harus memilikimu, tapi bolehkah ku selalu di dekatmu? Ada ruang hatiku, kini kau sentuh.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Grandin Rain on Reunion Island, Indian Ocean. He was listening to our broadcast in French program through frequency of 9525 at 26-20-21 UTC on 12 November 2016 with the simple 45433. In his email, Mr. Grandin Rainey said that VOI broadcast on shortwave is very important to the dancer, and he wishes VOI much success and long life on the airwaves. Hello, Mr. Grondin Rene. Thank you for your compliment to our broadcast. We always try to provide the information as current as possible. We've done it for the satisfaction of our listener wherever they are. Hopefully, all the information which we present can be useful for our listeners. Please send your criticism and suggestion for our improvement. Thank you. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. Well, Mr. Grondin Rene, please keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Waktu itu putuskan cintaku dan saat ini engkau selalu ingin bertemu dan mengulang jalin cinta mau dikatakan apa lagi kita tak satu, engkau di sana, aku di sini, meski hatiku memilihmu. Andai ku bisa, ingin aku memelukmu.
Well, listener, we would like to say thank you for Christmas and New Year greetings that you have sent to us. We really appreciate that. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Hopefully, the year 2017 is better than last year's. Well, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your letter to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Jika wangimu saja bisa memindahkan duniaku, maka cintamu pasti bisa mengubah jalan hidupku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi.
Sama jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
Been hiding for far too long. Hey girl, you know you're wonderful. If he doesn't appreciate ya, then it's time to say bye-bye, yeah. Say bye-bye, say bye-bye, yeah. If he doesn't treat you right,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.